AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The war in the Middle East is now in its sixth day. Iran launched a new wave of attacks this morning at Israeli and American bases, while Israel says it had begun a large-scale attack on Tehran. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest.
Plumes of smoke were seen rising across various parts of Tehran on Thursday morning as U.S.-Israeli airstrikes continued to pound the Iranian capital. The Islamic Republic threatened that the United States would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel, as Israel said it was moving to intercept them. The Israeli military has also confirmed its continuing strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group. The war was launched by the U.S. and Israel on Saturday. So far, more than 1,000 people in Iran have been killed, more than 70 people have been killed in Lebanon, and around a dozen people have been killed in Israel, according to officials in those countries. I'm Karen Shemas.
The war has blocked access to major ports in the Gulf region as traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz almost ceased. This has impacted agricultural supply to over 50 million people in the Gulf region that imports over 90% of its food. MarineTraffic.com says that container vessels heading to ports in the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Kuwait are now stranded. The Pentagon released the last two names of the six soldiers killed in a drone strike in Kuwait. The soldiers have been identified as Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzan of Sacramento, California, and Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. Meanwhile, the U.S. House is expected to vote today on a war powers resolution that would halt President Trump's attacks on Iran. Yesterday, Senate Republicans voted down a similar measure. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on questions over Aston Martin's new F1 race car, causing health issues for its drivers.
Aston Martin says that it is unlikely to finish Formula One's season-opening Australian Grand Prix without its drivers risking suffering permanent nerve damage from vibrations in their newly highly touted AMR 26. Aston Martin's team principal, Adrian Newey, says the team's Honda power unit causes vibrations which could damage the hands of drivers Fernando Alonso and Lance Stroll. Newey says they've had to contend with mirrors and taillights falling off, and says that neither driver can tolerate even half of the 58-lap race distance. Despite the long list of issues, Newey says the AMR 26 still has tremendous potential as F1 starts a new era of regulations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.